Bhagavatam, but this is such a high topic that I always feel uncomfortable speaking on this. But by the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, they will be able to give some of the details about the Srimad Bhagavatam here. So before we do Srimad Bhagavatam, so we actually, normally it is said that whenever we do Srimad Bhagavatam class or something, we glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. Or any kind of scriptures, whenever we speak, we need to glorify them, because so that the faith of speaker and the faith of listener increase in that scripture. And every day we are doing Srimad Bhagavatam class in the morning here in the temple, and 7:30 to 8:30, so all are welcome. You can all come and attend those classes. So before I start, I'll offer Mangalacharan. नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशकारिणे ओम अज्ञान विरहस्य ज्ञानंजना शलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्ट स्थापित येन भूतले स्वयं रूप पदापदाक वंदे अहम श्रीगुरो श्रीयूतपकमल श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्रीपम साग्र जात सह गण रघुनाथ तम सजीव साद्वैतम सवधूत परिजन सहित कृष्णचैतन्यदेव श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्ते तत्र कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय पंचाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे नारायणं नमस्कृत्य मरुं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं पुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टकी. So before we start glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam, so how we get Srimad Bhagavatam? What is Srimad Bhagavatam is? So, first of all, we are here because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So, Srila Prabhupada, as all of you know, is our spiritual master, founder acharya of International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada translated Srimad Bhagavatam into English, and then from English there are many other languages. Right now, over 50 languages, more than 50 languages, we have Srimad Bhagavatam available. Before that, it was only available in Sanskrit, and people who do not know Sanskrit, for them this science was hidden. Nobody really know what Srimad Bhagavatam is. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are able to understand whatever our capacity is, we can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are grateful to Srila Prabhupada that in 1965, on the order of his spiritual master, he came to the West. And Srila Prabhupada, when he first got the order from his spiritual master, his order was that you preach this philosophy of Krishna consciousness in English to the Western world. That was in 1922, if I remember correctly. First, for the first meeting with Bhakti Sanskrit Thakur Maharaj, he got this order that to preach philosophy of Krishna consciousness all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada prepared this journey, and in 1965 he finally started from India, Kolkata. And what he carried with him? He carried with him first three volume of first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he translated all by himself, edited by himself, spent money by himself, and printed those copies and brought Srimad Bhagavatam with him. So it's a special, very special book, because Srila Prabhupada didn't bring anything else except Srimad Bhagavatam, not even Bhagavad Gita. He brought Srimad Bhagavatam with him, and he first distributed Srimad Bhagavatam, three copies, to the captain of the ship, and get $20 for that first book distribution. So it is very, very important. Like, Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very important for all of us. Because Srimad Bhagavatam, when Srila Prabhupada came here, he actually compiled a prayer. He wrote a prayer on Jaladuta, Markandeya Bhagavat Dharma. And in that, he requested Lord Krishna that, I have no qualification, but if you want this message of Vasudev to spread all over, please give me strength. Please make my words powerful so that they can understand. So in that prayer, Srila Prabhupada actually mentioned Srimad Bhagavatam. Sharvatam Svakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ardantaisva Bhadrani Vidhunoti Svatsatam Nashta Prayesha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhava Sevya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhagavati Bhagavati Nishtati Tada Rajasama Bhava Kamalova Dajashtaye Chet Eta Samarjo Ustam Sakti Prasidhi. Like that. So five prayers from the first canto, second chapter, the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Prabhupada wants to give this message to all of us. In his prayer, he mentioned that this is the message of Vasudeva, this is the message of Lord Krishna, which is Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada brought this Srimad Bhagavatam because it is the most important literature. And we'll see how is that most important literature. Srila Prabhupada is a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is the Senapati Bhakta. He is the Senapati Bhakta for preaching the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the West. Srila Prabhupada brought the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the West, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself mentioned that there are 64 kinds of process of bhakti. Out of that, five are very, very potent, very, very important. And those five are like chanting the holy name of the Lord, staying in a holy dham temple, worshipping the deities, association of the devotees, and the final fifth one is the reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Any of these five methods, there are five methods which are very, very important, given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion. So we'll see, this is written by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Chaitanya Manjusha. This verse he gave, Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesh Kaliyas Taddham Vrindavan Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadu Varge Nava Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amadam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matam Itam Tat Adara Napara. So here, in this verse, it is said that Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesh Taniyas. Vrajesh Taniyas means, Vrajesh means Nand Maharaj, who is the king of Vraja, and Taniyas means the son of Nand Maharaj. And Bhagavan is Krishna, Lord Krishna. So Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesh Taniyas. We are worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Sri Krishna. And Taddham Vrindavanam. And Vrindavan Dham is also worshipable, the topmost Dham. Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadu Vargena Vakalpita. And the best process, and the most pleasing form of worship is the process that gopis perform to worship Lord Krishna. And the next line, it is said that Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless authority on everything. On the pure love of God, and is the ultimate goal of life for all men. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost. It means everything what we need is Srimad Bhagavatam. I was reading this book, Gita Mahatmya and Srimad Bhagavatam from Pant Purana. In this book it is mentioned that Bhakti Sansara Thakur Maharaj once mentioned that even if all the scriptures of the world get destroyed, but if we can save Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no loss. Because everything is available in Srimad Bhagavatam, what we need, what we have. So that is so important. Srimad Bhagavatam is so important for us. And Prabhupada mentioned in one of his letters that every respectable man should have Srimad Bhagavatam in their home. Chaitanya Chaitanya Srimad Bhagavatam should be in their home. That's Prabhupada's one of the, if you don't have, I have a book, like my request, like Srila Prabhupada said, in that is mentioned one of the quotes from Srila Prabhupada is that every person should keep a set of Srimad Bhagavatam in their home. So, what is Srimad Bhagavatam? So we know at the start of the creation, Lord Krishna transmitted all the knowledge to Lord Brahma. At the start of the creation, it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Hardaya Adi Kavye. At the start of the creation, all the transcendental knowledge regarding Vedas and Srimad Bhagavatam all get transmitted from Lord Krishna to the heart of Lord Brahma. So Lord Brahma received all knowledge, and it transmitted and revealed in his heart. And then Lord Brahma transmitted this knowledge to his son Narada Muni, and then it was coming down in parampara. So 5,000 years ago, at the end of Dwapara Yuga, before the start of Kali Yuga, Lord Krishna appeared as Vedvyas Muni, the incarnation of Lord Krishna, Srila Vedvyas Muni. So his incarnation was to compile the Vedas, to give this scriptural knowledge to all the men, all the human beings in the Kali Yuga. So when Lord Vedvyasa saw the feature of Kali Yuga or the qualities of Kali Yuga, bad qualities, he saw that Prayana Alpaisha Sabhya Kalavasmi Nivyajana Manda Sumanda Matiyo Manda Bhagya Yukdruta. In this age of Kali, people are going to have very short age. Maximum, if somebody cross 100 years, it's a great achievement, but very short age. People don't have much longer. In previous ages, people used to have longer life, but in Kali Yuga, it's very, very short life. On top of that, there's always a conflict. People are always fighting in Kali Yuga. Manda Sumanda Matiyo. So they are quarrelsome. They are lazy. Lazy in the sense means not lazy doing earning money or doing their son's gratification. They're lazy in doing spiritual progress. Like if you call like people are lazy in this age, they say, well, we are working so hard. we work so 16 hours a day and we don't have time to even sleep. So lazy means they are not ready to take any austerity or any tapasya or anything for progressing in spiritual life. They are very lazy in that sense. And on top of that, if somebody is not lazy, they are misguided. Misguided means there are a lot of many people are here who misguiding the common people here. Many cheaters are there. In the name of spirituality, many fake gurus are there in there who are cheating the people. And on top of that, people are unlucky. They are not getting the real bona fide spiritual master. Getting a real bona fide spiritual master is lucky. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Ji Guru Krishna Prasad Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying that anyone who gets this Bhakti Lata Bij from the mercy of Guru and Krishna is Bhagyavan. And Vedvyasmuni saying that people in this age are unlucky, means they are not really getting mercy of Guru and Krishna. So people who are getting mercy of Guru and Krishna, they are really, really fortunate people. So here, like Vedvyasmuni saw that people are unlucky, and on top of that, always disturbed. Upadruta means even if people are engaged in spiritual life, but they are always disturbed. Even we see that in our devotional life, when we start chanting and within a few minutes our phone rings and we start attending call. We are chanting, somebody comes and disturbs us, you know, something. So always disturb. Even people who are practicing spiritual life, so much of disturbance is there. So what should we do? Like what Vedas many thought? So what he did is, he took the Vedas, which were Shruti. Before the age of Kali Yuga, all Vedic knowledge was in the form of Shruti. They were not written in a book's form. So if you need to get a knowledge, you need to go to a guru. And you surrender to Guru, and Guru will give you knowledge, and you have to remember. You have to remember. Nowadays we go to school, college and university, and without our iPhone or iPad or phone or pad, we can't do it. Within 5 minutes of whatever they are speaking, we will forget. So, but at that time, before the age of Kali Yuga, people have very good memory. So when they go to Guru, in front of Guru, whatever Guru was telling, they were remembering. Lord Krishna attended his school 64 days in the ashram of Sandipani Muni, and in 64 days he completely mastered 64 arts in one day, one thing. We go and for us nowadays very difficult, even we do PhD degree, but still we are not understand the things top clearly, you know, so much of things. So that was the time at that time. So what Vedas did is, he first took the Veda and he actually divided one Veda into four Veda. He took Yajur Veda, which is the first Veda. Prabhupada mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam there was Yajur Veda initially, and he divided into four Veda. And then once he divided the Veda, he gave the authority of those Veda to four of his disciples. Like Pala Rishi, he gave the Rig Veda, and he gave Jaimini Rishi, Vaishampayana Rishi, and Sumantu Rishi and Angira Rishi. So different section of the Vedas, so that they have become expert in different section of Vedas. These are the, like, initially that's why we called Ved Vyas. And then after that he also compiled Mahabharata. Mahabharata is for the less intelligent people who cannot really understand the philosophical conclusion. For them, Ved Vyas Muni compiles Mahabharata. And but everything is Mahabharata. We should not think that because Mahabharata is for less intelligent people, that means there is nothing in the Mahabharata. Actually, Bhagavad Gita is in Mahabharata. Bhagavad Gita is part of Mahabharata, which is the cream of all Vedic knowledge. Right? Gita Upanishad. So Mahabharata and everything in Mahabharata, there is a shloka, it says that everything is in Mahabharata. But if there is something that which you find outside Mahabharata, you might not find, because in Mahabharata, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, plus whatever is in Mahabharata, you won't find anything outside. But whatever is outside, you can find in Mahabharata. So Mahabharata has everything, 1 lakh shlokas, 100,000 shlokas in Mahabharata. So, but again, Mahabharata is basically given in a story form. So and then Ved Vyas Muni also compiled Puranas, like 18 Puranas, 6 in mode of goodness, 6 in mode of passion, mode of ignorance, like that. For different types of people. Because in Kali Yuga, there are people in different modes. Some in mode of goodness, some in mode of passion, some in mode of ignorance. Accordingly, they can understand the Puranas. Then Samhitas, and for philosophically minded people, he compiled Upanishads. There are more than 108 Upanishads. And as we know, like Sri Rishi Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad, Shvetashvatara Upanishad, there are many Upanishads like this. So he compiled all these Upanishads for the philosophically minded people who are more interested in philosophy. And then he took all those Upanishads and then he compiled the notes in a very summary form. And those he put it in Vedanta Sutra, or called Brahma Sutra. When he compiled those Brahma Sutras, after that he did all this work. He compiled everything, he created all the scriptures and all. But even after doing all these things, he was not feeling satisfied. He compiled all these Vedas, he divided the Veda, he compiled Mahabharata, he compiled Puranas, Samhitas and Upanishads and Vedanta Sutras. But still he was not feeling happy. Because like what happened is that he did so much good for the welfare of the people. And when you really like do some good for people, you feel happy. Right? Suppose if you are going outside and you see a hungry kid, and you give him some food, when he eats, he becomes happy, and when you see him, you become happy, you know. When you do some welfare activity, you feel happiness in your heart. Because you are helping other living entity, right? So when you are helping the other living entity, you feel happiness. So Virya Muni, even though he did so much welfare activity for all human beings, you are still not feeling happy and satisfied. So he was thinking, what exactly I am missing? What exactly I didn't do? That why I am not feeling happiness? Why? What exactly I have to do? So he was thinking that probably I didn't glorify Krishna. He did everything. He did. He gave dharma, artha, kama, moksha, which is the four things that people want. What exactly human beings are looking for in this material world? They are either looking. There are four categories that our shastra says. Either we are looking for dharma, because many people want to become religious. They go to different temples, mosques, churches. They want to become religious. That is one of the activity. For that they do endeavor. In order to become religious, you need to do some activity. You need to go out from your house, get up early in the morning or in the evening, whenever you want to go. So you have to go and then do some activity. So for that you need to do some endeavor. That's dharma. Then kama. When you have desires, for desires you need to work hard. Right? Then from once the desires are satisfied, second one is artha. So you need to go out and earn money and get wealth. And with that, third one you want to satisfy your desires. And then most of the people are busy in artha or kama, getting earning money and satisfying their desire. Some people are still interested in dharma, who want to become religious, they should become religious activity. But very, very rarely people are interested in moksha, the fourth one. So not many people are interested in moksha. But again, these four things are not real goal of our life. These four things, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, is not the real goal of our life. Because even after getting liberation from this, we are not satisfied. Even if we get liberation, we are not satisfied. We need more than that. Because our problem of our life is not just this dharma, artha, kama, moksha. The problem of life is because we forget Krishna. The root cause of all of our problem is because we forget Krishna. So the solution to all our problem is to remember Krishna and to love Krishna. Prabhupada says the real meaning of religion is to know God and to love God. So we need to understand Krishna. We need to understand Krishna and we have to love Krishna. That is our goal of life, not dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha is in the initial stage you might want, but later our goal is prema, the pancham purushartha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that the pancham purushartha is prema, the love of God, it is our, and the devotees are working for that. Devotees are, we are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra not to get dharma, artha, kama, moksha. We are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra to get love of God. That's pancham purushartha. So for that, Virya Muni was thinking like, well, I think I haven't done something which, and he was coming to that point. Probably I didn't glorify Krishna, means I didn't glorify Krishna in a pure form, like in where there is no dharma, artha, kama, moksha, the complete pure love of Krishna. So for that, even he was thinking at that time, Narad Muni came to meet Virya Muni. Narad Muni is a special master of Srila Virya Muni. And at that time, Narad Muni explained to him, yes, you actually gave so much thing to the society, all the human being, but you have given the real goal of life, which is Krishna Prema or Bhakti Yoga, the unconditional devotional service of Lord. In Srimad Bhagavatam, second verse, he said that Dharma Projit Katvotra Paramo Nirma Saram Satam. Vedyam Vastam Atra Vastu Shivadam Tap Taryon Muladam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krate Kimba Parivishvara Sadhyo Hrade Vritra Krithvi Shushvi Takshana. This Srimad Bhagavatam Dharma Projit Katvotra. This in Srimad Bhagavatam there is no Katav Dharma. Katav Dharma means cheating principle, cheating religion. It is, there is no cheating religion in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Three places said tra 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 word came in this world. And when anyone who actually reads Srimad Bhagavatam, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, immediately Lord Krishna comes and he stays in your heart. Takshana. That word, the last word which says takshana means you will automatically get Krishna in your heart. that as we chant, when we before we do Bhagavatam class, we say Nashta Prayesha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtaki. So by regular attendance in the class of Srimad Bhagavatam, the unconditional devotional service will come and stay in our heart permanently. Nashtaki means it completely comes in our heart and stays there. So that is the effect of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Narada Muni inspired various Muni that now you should write Srimad Bhagavatam. So Narada Muni, after that Narada Muni left, and then various Muni start meditating. It is given in the first canto, 7th chapter starting shloka, that various Muni start meditating, and this meditation, he saw Lord Krishna. He saw Lord Krishna's energy, spiritual energy and material energy both. He saw all living entities, how they are encaptured by their Maya. And then he thought like, how I am going to get delivered these living entities who are going to suffer by this Maya. While keeping that thing in his mind, he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. So now, he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. Now the question comes like, he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, but he needs some preacher who can preach Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? Because suppose nowadays, if somebody writes a book, we can write very, very nice books, but we need publisher and promoter who can advertise our books, right? If you write some books and keep it in your home, who's going to get benefit with that? So you need somebody to preach this Srimad Bhagavatam to the whole world, right? So for that he was thinking, then he thought, let me talk to my disciples that who are interested in preaching Srimad Bhagavatam. But he couldn't find anyone pure. So every one of his disciples has some kind of material desire, some kind of material connection. He couldn't find anyone who is completely pure, who can preach Srimad Bhagavatam, because Srimad Bhagavatam is a pure message of Krishna, love of God. So he needs somebody who is capable of transmitting Srimad Bhagavatam without any tinge of material contamination. So for that he thought, he couldn't find anyone. So he thought like, let me pray to Krishna. And then he prayed to Krishna and he said like, okay, I want a son who can preach this message of Srimad Bhagavatam. So for that he actually requested Lord Krishna, and then he got Sukadeva Goswami's son. So Sukadeva Goswami was already liberated, so he was already liberated, Mukta, Paramahansa. So when he was in the womb of his mother, he refused to come after 9 months. So he is supposed to come out from the womb of his mother, but he refused, I am not going to come out of the womb of my mother. Then Vegas, he said, please come out, but he was not coming. Days are going day by day, 12 years gone. Sukadeva Goswami is still in the womb of his mother, don't want to come out. And Vedasmi said that, my dear son, your mother is having so many problems. You know, from 12 years she is pregnant. You need to come out. You need to relax your mother, you know. No, I am not going to come out. And what is the reason? He said that, when I am going to come out, Maya will capture me. This Maya is very strong. Maya is very, very strong. Sukadeva Goswami is saying, not us. We think that Maya is nothing, but Sukadeva Goswami, he is already param, like liberated soul. He is saying that, Maya is very strong, I am not going to come out. I'm not going to come out. Then he said like, no, come out, Maya will not do anything to you. He said, no, Maya is basically working under the control of Krishna. Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dekshana Prakriti Suyatesa Characharam. Yetu Nana Kuntava Jagat Viparivarte. This Maya is my external energy. So then he said, if Krishna comes and tells me that this Maya will not capture, then I'll come. And then he requested Krishna, please come and tell my son that your Maya will not capture him so that he can come out. Then Krishna showed him, yes, please come out. And then he came out. As soon as he came out, he started walking from the house. Vedasmi said, oh, hold on. I gave you birth because of some reason. Listen to me. He didn't even listen a single word. He started walking out of the house and he gone into the forest. Vedasmi thought, oh my God, I did so much of hard work and labor and this, I got this son. And this one is not even listening to me and he's going to the forest. What should I do? And I want him to preach this message of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he thought like, I should do some trick to get it back. So what he did is, he actually brought some younger disciples. He said, okay, I am going to teach you some shlokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. You take the shlokas and go to that area of forest where Srimad Sukadeva Goswami is roaming around and chant loudly these shlokas. So those disciples, they took those shlokas and they went to the forest and they were loudly singing those shlokas. One day, Sukhdev Goswami very, very carefully heard two shlokas. One of the shlokas is the third canto, which was spoken by Uddhava, what is speaking about the mercy of Lord Krishna. When Lord Krishna was 6 days old and Putana came to kill Lord Krishna by putting poison on her breast, so Lord Krishna, instead of taking revenge, he gave the post of mother to Putana. Who can be more merciful than Lord Krishna, who is giving the post of mother to his enemies? So this is showing the mercy of Krishna. And the other shloka that he heard is that Lord Brahma is in the 10th canto, 14th chapter, he is speaking about the beauty of Lord Krishna in the Brahma Vimohan Leela. So when he heard these two shloka, his mind disturbed. Oh my God, what is this shloka? These are so powerful. Who is this personality? So then he stopped those people and said, who taught you this shloka? From where you got this shloka or these verses? Then he told, well, our Guru Maharaj taught these verses to us. Who is your Guru Maharaj? Our Guru Maharaj is Vedvyasuni. Oh God, my father, he taught you this shloka? Yeah, these are some few shloka. Actually, he compiled similar 18,000 shloka. Then Sukhdev Goswami became very, very interested. My God, these are so wonderful. Then he came back by himself. he actually ran away. Now he came back by himself. He mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam that to read Srimad Bhagavatam, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, I came back because I want to hear this. In the second canto, he said that to Parikshit Maharaj that I want to learn Srimad Bhagavatam by myself. Even he was a liberated soul, no connection with the material world. So he came and then he understood, learned the whole Srimad Bhagavatam from Vedvyasa. And then we know that Sukhdev Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. So, and this is a Pramana. In Garuda Purana, it is said that Arthoyam Brahmasutanam Bharat Artha Vininaya Gayatri Bhashyo Ruposaha Vedartha Paribramita Granto Shat Dasha Shastra Srimad Bhagavata Abhidha. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is a natural commentary on Brahma Sutra. Anyone who wants to read Vedanta Sutra or Brahma Sutra, they really don't need to go to those shloka. They can actually read Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Srimad Bhagavatam as the natural commentary on Brahma Sutra or Vedanta Sutra. And this Garuda Purana confirms this. This Bhagavad Purana is the authorized explanation of Brahma Sutra, and it is the further explanation of Mahabharata. It is expansion of Gayatri Mantra. So you don't need to chant Gayatri Mantra, you can just read Srimad Bhagavatam, because it is already expanded form of Gayatri Mantra and essence of all Vedic knowledge, containing 18,000 shloka and is explanation of all Vedic knowledge. This is mentioned in Garuda Purana. And there are many, many other places where these Pramana is given. In Skanda Purana, in Padma Purana, various places, the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam is given there. So now we are going to chant this one prayer. This is the glorification prayer written by Srila Sanatana Goswami about Srimad Bhagavatam. So we'll chant this prayer and then we'll discuss this one by one. There are 5 prayers in that. So we'll chant, I will chant and then you follow me, and then we'll take a meaning of these shlokas. The first one is Sarva Shastra Bhipyusha.
Sarva Shastra Bhipyusha.
Sarva Vedika Satpala.
Sarva Vedika Satpala.
Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadhya.
Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadhya.
Sarva Loke Dhritprada.
Sarva Loke Dhritprada.
So the word for word translation is Sarva, all, Shastra of the Vedic scripture, of the from the ocean. Piyusha, O nectar, Sarva, all, Veda of Vedic scripture, Eka, most prominent, Sat, transcendental, Pala, fruit, Sarva, all, Siddhanta, Vaishnava, philosophical conclusions, Ratna, with the jewel, Adhya, enriched, Sarva, all, Loka to the people, Eka, drat, transcendental, Eka, drat, transcendental vision, Prada, granting. Translation is, here this prayers are offered to Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, normally we say Srimad Bhagavatam is a book. Srimad Bhagavatam is not a book. Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna himself. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that in each and every word Krishna is present. So Srimad Bhagavatam is a person, Krishna. So that's why Srimad Sanatana Goswami offering this prayer to Srimad Bhagavatam, saying that, O Srimad Bhagavatam, O nectar churned from the ocean of all Vedic scriptures. This is Sarva Shastra Abdi Piyusha. Abdi is ocean and Shastra means all Vedic ocean. So this Veda are the whole ocean. So many Vedic literature are there, it is like an ocean. And from all this Vedic ocean, all this thing, Piyusha means nectar. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the nectar of all this ocean of Vedic literature. So it says that, O Srimad Bhagavatam, O nectar churned from the all Vedic scriptures. And then it says, O most prominent transcendental fruit of all Vedas. It is the transcendental fruit of all Vedas. Sarva Vedika Satphala. Satphala means this fruit. And even in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Vedvyas Muni in his Mangalachani mentioned that Nigam Kalpatoru Galitam Palam Sukh Mukadamrita Samitam Vibhad Bhagavatam Rasamalya Muhura Rasika Bhuj Bhavuka. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of all Vedic literature. Generally fruit means like when you have fruit, in fruit you see skin and you see some seed inside and some kind of other things also. So when we eat apple, we generally take skin out, we take all this seeds out and all those kind of things. But Srimad Bhagavatam is a scripture where you don't need to give up anything. In Sanskrit, there is a word called Upadhe. Upadhe means water is beneficial for you. And there is another opposite word is called He, which is to be given up. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is nothing He, nothing to be given up. Everything is Upadhe for you. So Srimad Bhagavatam is like a fruit where you can eat everything. Skin, juice, everything is there. So it is sweet and it is touched by the lips of Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami, like Sukha means parrot. When a parrot touches any fruit, it becomes more tasteful. So when Sukadeva Goswami touches the Srimad Bhagavatam, it becomes even more tasteful. Nigam Kalpa Karo Galitam Palam. It is the ripened fruit of all Vedic literature and it is touched by Sukadeva Goswami. So Vedvyas Muni is inviting all the Rasikas, all the devotees to come and relish the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the third shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. So same thing here, Sarva Vedika Satphala. Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadya. For all the philosophical conclusion, this is the crest jewel. This is the topmost Srimad Bhagavatam. All Siddhanta, anyone who is interested in philosophical understanding, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost Siddhanta. And Sarva Lokeka Drakpada. And Drakpada means giving transcendental vision. Drak means vision, Lokeka, for all the Loka. Loka means Lok. In Bengali, Loka means Lok, right? Or people. So for everyone, like it is giving a transcendental vision. So this is the first prayer. The second prayer is Sarva Bhagavata Prana. Srimad Bhagavata Prabho. Kali Dhan Mantro Datitya. Shri Krishna Parivartita. Sarva or Bhagavata of the devotee of the Lord. Prana, the life breath. Srimad Bhagavat, O Srimad Bhagavat Prabhu, O Lord. Kali of the Kali Yuga. Dhanta in the darkness. Udita, horizon. Aditya, sun. Shri Krishna by Lord Krishna. Parivartita, return. O you who grant, O life breath of Vaishnava devotees, O Lord, you are the sun which has arisen to dispel the darkness of Kali Yuga. You are actually Lord Krishna who has returned. So here he says, Sarva Bhagavata Prana. You are the prana of all the Bhagavatas, all the devotees. Srimad Bhagavatam is the prana of the life of all the devotees. Srimad Bhagavato Prabhu means we are addressing the Srimad Bhagavatam means Lord Krishna. Kali Dhanvantro Kali Dhvanto Udita Aditya means it is It is came as sun rises in the east or rises in the morning, and when sun rises, all darkness goes away. Similarly, when this Srimad Bhagavatam came, it actually take away all the bad qualities of Kali Yuga. Kali Udita Aditya. Kali Dvanta Udita Aditya. To destroy Kali Yuga, this is Udita. This Srimad Bhagavatam emerged like Aditya, like sun. So in Bhagavatam also, first canto, third chapter, it is mentioned that Krishna Sudhamu Pagate. Dharma Jnana Divisa Kalau Nashta Darshamesha Purana Arko Dhunodita. Means Krishna Sudhamo Pagate. 5000 years ago, when Krishna left this planet, Krishna Sudhamo Pagate, when Krishna left this planet and went to his own abode, Golok Vrindavan, so along with Krishna, Dharma and Jnana all goes together. Krishna Sudhamo Pagate, Dharma Jnana Divisa. Taking Dharma and Jnana along with. So when Dharma and Jnana also gone, so all people here think, how you are going to get Krishna and how you are going to get Dharma and Jnana? At that time, it is said that this Srimad Bhagavata Purana emerged as sun on the other side, on the other horizon. So Srimad Bhagavatam is emerged as incarnation of Krishna. It is literally incarnation of Krishna. Krishna appeared in many, many forms. So when Krishna appeared as a stone, that is Govardhan Shila or Shaligram Shila. Krishna appeared as a plant, which is Tulsi plant. Similarly, Krishna appeared as sound vibration. And what is that? Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Kali Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Chaitanya is said, Kali Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. So, Krishna appeared as holy name. And then when Krishna appeared as book form, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. Literally incarnation of Krishna. So, Krishna kept himself in his book, this Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is not different than Krishna. Taking Srimad Bhagavatam to your house means you are taking deity Krishna himself. We have to, if nothing is there in your home, just worship like Srimad Bhagavatam, offer aarti to Srimad Bhagavatam every day. Krishna himself. So that's the second prayer. Third one is Paramananda Patnaya Prem Varshaya Aksharayate Sarvananda Sarvasevyaya
Sarvananda
Shri Krishna Namastume. So here he said that Paramananda Patnaya. Anyone who reads Srimad Bhagavatam, they achieve Paramananda. Paramananda means topmost pleasure. Not ordinary pleasure, topmost, beyond this world, transcendental pleasure. This Srimad Bhagavatam is not a mundane book, it is a transcendental literature. Anyone who read Srimad Bhagavatam, they get transcendental pleasure, transcendental happiness. Pramananda Patnaya. Prevasha Aksharayate. And this every word of Srimad Bhagavatam, Akshara means every word of Srimad Bhagavatam is like Prem Varsha. You are getting transcendental love. It's like raining. Pouring, transcendental love is pouring to you when you are reading Srimad Bhagavatam. It is like that. Sarvananda Sarva Sivaya. And it gives everyone, all of us, they are getting into this transcendental pleasure whenever they want to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Why we are getting this pleasure? Because Sri Krishna Namastume. Because you are Sri Krishna. Because you are not different than Krishna, you are Sri Krishna himself. Sri Krishna Namastume. So here it's saying like you are Sri Krishna. Because Sri Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam is not different. So next one, there are two more, so we'll just read. Mateka Bandhu Madasangin.
Mateka Bandhu Madasangin.
Madguru Man Mahadhana.
Madguru Man Mahadhana.
Mannistaka Madhagya.
Mannistaka Madhagya.
Mat Anand Namastute.
Mat Anand Namastute.
Mateka Bandhu. You are my only friend. Yes, this phrase is you are my only friend. Mat Eka Bandho. Bandho means friend. Eka, only one. Mat Sangi, you are only my companion. Mat Guru, you are only my spiritual master. Man Mahadhan, you are only my great wealth. Man Nistarka, you are only my deliverer. You are deliverer. Mat Bhagya, you are my fortune. Man Anand Namastute, and you are my all bliss. and I am offering obeisances to you. And this is the last prayer. Asadu sadu tadayai.
Asadu sadu tadayai.
Ati nicho taraka.
Ati nicho taraka.
Ana muncha kadachinma.
Ana muncha kadachinma.
Premna hart nantado yuspura.
Premna hart
So here he is saying, asadhu sadhu tadai. If somebody is a very crooked mind, asadhu, and they read Srimad Bhagavatam, they become sadhu. Asadhu sadhu tadai. Who are asadhu, like who are non-devotee, when they read Srimad Bhagavatam, they become devotee. Asadhu sadhu tadai. Ati nichos taraka. Most fallen people, they get delivered by Srimad Bhagavatam. Ati nicho. Ati nicho means most fallen people, they get delivered. Taraka means they will get delivered by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. And then, Ana Muncha Kadachin Ma. Means never give me up. Muncha means when you release someone. And we are requesting Srimad Bhagavatam that do not give us. Give us. Please always keep in association with me. Premna hat kanthodya sura. And always stay in my heart and in my throat. My lips means. Always I should remember Srimad Bhagavatam and always I should recite Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is the prayer that Sanatana Goswami offered to Srimad Bhagavatam. This is called Srimad Bhagavatam glorification. So these are the some of the things that we read Srimad Bhagavatam. And if you would like to have Srimad Bhagavatam copy, and if you don't have, please see me after this class. We have a whole set of Srimad Bhagavatam in our storeroom. So you can get Srimad Bhagavatam in any language, in English, Hindi, Sanskrit. The Sanskrit is there, Gujarati, Marathi, not Marathi, Tamil, Telugu, like that. So thank you very much. If anyone has any question or comment. Yes, Prabhu. Saying that the importance of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the authorized source, and that is very very important. That's why I said that before Srila Prabhupada came to Western world, nobody really know what Srimad Bhagavatam is in reality. And Srila Prabhupada translated, so we got this Srimad Bhagavatam. So the most authorized version of Srimad Bhagavatam is what Srila Prabhupada gave, like Srimad Bhagavatam, he translated. And in Bhagavad Gita also he said that Bhagavad Gita as it is. So Srimad Bhagavatam translated by Srila Prabhupada is the most authorized version, and at Prabhupada mentioned that we should always try to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the authorized source, authorized bona fide spiritual master, and in succession. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that we have to get this transcendental knowledge in parampara. Parampara means from the authorized source. So in the line of disciplic succession, we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam only from the authorized source. Then we can understand the real meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because there are many people, if you go nowadays like in India, every year there is a Bhagavad Sapta going on. And in the name of Bhagavad Sapta, they actually start initially with first canto, then they jump to third canto, then they jump to ninth canto, then tenth canto, and then finish. Prabhupada says that, never jump to Srimad Bhagavatam. Even though all chapters are, all cantos are independent, but we should always read and hear Srimad Bhagavatam step by step. We have to start from the first canto, then we have to go to second canto, third canto, because Srimad Bhagavatam, as we say, is Krishna. So we are starting, first canto is considered as the feet of Lord Krishna. So we start from the feet, then we go up and up. And tenth canto is the face of Lord Krishna. So we should not directly jump into the face, you know, we should directly go to the... So we have to always hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the realized devotees, from the authorized devotees, from in the parampara system. Then you will be able to understand Srimad Bhagavatam completely. Otherwise, there are many people who just read Srimad Bhagavatam, but they completely bewildered. They will not get the meaning. It's become a mystery again. So it is very, very important for us to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the authorized sources.
Would you like to add anything?
Okay, yes, Hare Krishna.
What are some ways a devotee can know from an authorized source from a non-authorized source?
First of all, they are in parampara. They are like we have parampara. Like in our parampara, we are in Gaudiya Brahma Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya. We are in that sampradaya where this sampradaya starts from Lord Brahma, then it's coming from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in that parampara we have all the spiritual masters. So similarly, like it's mentioned that there are four authorized sampradaya in this Kali Yuga who are authorized in the Vedic knowledge. So we have to hear from only those authorized sampradaya. If anything which are outside those sampradaya, they are not authorized in this Kali Yuga. So if they are following in that parampara and they are accepting spiritual master in that parampara, so then we have to hear from those devotees. Thank you very much.